This is Christoph Gesoon, and you're listening to ASISU Speaks. Welcome, welcome to another edition of ASISU Speaks. This is Christoph Gesoon. I am in studio today with yet another senator, Senator Camden Kay, who represents the Division of Health Sciences. So, Cam, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from?
I'm originally from Cuna, Idaho, which is a little, used to be a little farm town outside of Boise.
Yeah.
But the last 20 years, it's grown quite a bit, so now it's more of a suburb of Boise. So.
Do you get to go back often? Do you visit home?
I don't, honestly. I live here year-round now, and so I probably should visit more, but I get so busy here at school, so don't get the chance to too often. But.
So did you grow up around any kind of political experience? Anybody in your family? How politically active was your family?
Not very at all.
Yeah.
But I've always had an interest in it. I was in student government in high school.
Nice. That's a trend. Like a lot of our senators I'm discovering through the show have been in student council.
That's cool. I need to probably ask them about that. But and then I also, when I was 16, I worked in Washington, D.C. as a page for the U.S. Senate.
Wow.
Which was a really cool experience. And so that kind of really piqued my interest in that.
So how did
that
happen at 16 years old?
There aren't many kids in Idaho that apply. Basically, what happens is senators can sponsor students from their home states to come work for the summers or during the school year. And we just don't have a lot of kids that know about it here in Idaho, so we probably need to get that out a little bit more. But yeah,
definitely. So how was that experience? What was it like in D.C.?
It was amazing. It was just every day out on the Senate floor listening to all of the legislation being passed and things being discussed. It was really interesting to see because there was a lot of foreign policy talk that we got to see. And so
I bet.
Really interesting.
Bet you probably made some good connections.
Yeah. I'm good friends with several senators' children.
Wow.
So it's cool to keep in touch with them, you know?
that's awesome. That's so cool to have that kind of experience with like our top legislators at such a young age.
Yeah. Really got my interest peaked there, you know?
Nice.
So
how did you, why did you decide to come to ISU?
It's kind of a long story. I was actually planning on attending a different school here in the Intermountain West. And as a high school senior, I was kind of ignorant to a couple deadlines that I should have known about, and I ended up not getting the scholarship money that I was going to need to attend that school.
So
they just said, sorry, come back in a year, we'll take care of you then.
Right.
And so I got a job, full-time job, changing tires and oil, and I was just going to wait and come back. But I was put in contact with an admissions advisor, actually at our Meridian campus. And they were able to get me a great scholarship at semester, which was a really unique opportunity. And I was just going to kind of use ISU as a springboard and then transfer after that semester. But I came here and I fell absolutely in love with it. Obviously decided to stay.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
And it sounds super cliche, but, you know, ISU, it really, you have a home here. And they really take care of their students. And they really want you to be successful inside the classroom, but as well as outside the classroom. And so
absolutely.
The Bengal family is definitely why I'm...
It gets it hooks in you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so
definitely. I love that story. Like, you were just going to come here for a little bit and transfer out, but ISU wouldn't let you go.
Yeah. No way.
Nice. So how did you end up in the Division of Health Sciences? How did you pick your field?
I've always wanted to go into medicine. And so some of our medical students will be in the College of Science and Engineering.
Yeah.
But my degree, I chose to be a medical lab science degree. That way, if I end up not going to med school right away, or if that doesn't pan out, there are a lot of options that I would still enjoy that I could use with a medical lab science degree.
Nice.
So that's how I ended up in the Division of Health Sciences.
Cool. Do you have any aspirations of being an MD or anything?
Yeah. The plan is to go to medical school.
Nice.
We'll see, though.
Wow, that's very exciting. I wish I had the brains to even think I could do that.
Me too. I wish I did. We'll see. Yeah.
There's a reason I'm in social science, but respect, nothing but respect. What's your department like? How are your professors?
I love all my professors. And I'm pretty excited for the rearrangement of the division.
Just, all right. So maybe we could explain a little bit for the public what's going on there.
Yeah. So our Division of Health Sciences is going to be fractured into smaller, separate colleges now.
Yeah, because the enrollment in the Division of Health Sciences is through the roof right now.
Yeah, and so I'm looking forward to that, just so that my college will be a little bit more like connected, in the sense that right now, it's such a broad range of careers. And so, like, the nursing school is part of the Division of Health Sciences. And
I
never see nursing. And so it'll be nice to kind of have it be more specific. And I think that'll help senators do things for what their college is a little bit more specifically.
I agree with that. I think by having a smaller college, you can almost better represent everybody in it. It's just almost a bit more homogenous.
Definitely. So. Yeah.
So
that'll be fun.
Yeah. So we'll have to make some changes in ASISU legislation.
Yeah. I think that'll be coming up soon.
Some coming up hopefully. Soon. Some shakeups. Mm-hmm. So that should be pretty exciting. What's your favorite thing about ISU?
The people at ISU, for sure. Just reiterating the Bengal family here. It's such a good group of people. The students, the advisors, the faculty. I just love all our Bengals. So.
What do you think makes ISU unique?
I think it does sound cliche, but the unique thing that ISU provides is just student opportunity. They really are making sure that all of our students are, in internships and in jobs, and then they're going to be successful after ISU as well. Our CPI program's phenomenal. They really just take care of you here.
So I agree with that. Kind of the consensus from these interviews, as well as a lot of our senators, just feel, it's such a good size of a school.
Oh, yeah.
Like the perfect size, almost, where there's enough opportunity out there that you can really pursue anything you want to pursue. Mm-hmm. But there's less competition.
Yeah.
You can develop more intimate relationships with your faculty, your bosses, everybody across
really
the board.
Really important, I think. So.
Definitely. That mentorship, really, really comes through here. And I think people in bigger schools, they don't quite get that. They think they just go to school and they get their degree and they cross the stage and they're done.
Right, exactly.
And they don't even care really what happened to the school. But for us, we kind of have this vested interest, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're able to know so many people on campus and make so many great connections. Due to that size. So.
Exactly. So I know you are heavily involved in things on campus.
I am.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing?
Well, I am an ambassador, which...
How long have you been an ambassador?
This is my second year.
Second year.
And kind of going back to that story, the reason I became an ambassador was so that I could share that with potential students, just that unique experience that ISU provides. And I wanted to be able to share that with high school students. And so with that, I give campus tours. I go on outreach events. I visit high schools and talk to students about being a Bengal. So
you're in charge of enrollment.
Kind of. They take... our jobs pretty seriously, just in the fact that enrollment is influenced by what we do, and so it's pretty cool to be on that edge of things.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if we didn't have students here, this place wouldn't exist, so what you guys do is phenomenally important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then outside of that, another great thing about ISU is all of the clubs and organizations. And so I'm a member of like 5 or 6 clubs.
Yeah.
So it's always a good time.
Are there clubs like more related to your field or?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. They're more for my hobbies. I'm one of the officers with the American Fisheries Society.
Nice.
I'm a big fly fisherman. And so.
Oh, fun. Yeah, I've never been fly fishing.
It's a good time. You should definitely give it a shot. So we like do river cleanups and outreach events and teach people about, Leave No Trace fishing and how to be better stewards of our waterways. And
nice.
I'm part of the rock climbing club and things like that.
Very cool. So very outdoorsy.
Yeah. I do love, and that's, ISU's got a lot of opportunities. We're in the middle of a lot of
natural resources.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think even coming from Trinidad, even though Trinidad is like so beautiful and there are beaches and that kind of thing and beautiful mountains, but somehow in Idaho, I just more want to be outside, even though it's colder than it is in Trinity. Because it's different.
Have you been up into central Idaho and seen like the Sawtooths and the White Cloud Mountains?
I have not been to central yet,
central and northern Idaho.
I've been to northern. Northern is beautiful.
It's a pretty diverse state. You got like the high desert down here, and then northern Idaho is with the Palouse region. It's
Yeah, and it's so green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks like a Christmas town.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. Do you want to stay in Idaho?
Yeah.
Where do you want to end up?
Yeah, I'm not sure. And I think that'll probably be affected by where I end up going to medical school. And
for sure.
Right now, I'm considering... They're all in the Mountain West, though. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to stay near Idaho, if not in Idaho, so...
Nice. Yeah, I like the Pacific Northwest vibe area.
It's a good place to be. I like it here.
So. Definitely. And people are just nicer on this coast for some reason.
Yep, and it's... Yeah, it's... People are nicer, and it's a little slower lifestyle, you know, as compared to the go, so...
Definitely. I've become a huge fan of small-town life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After leaving all the congestion and craziness of Trini.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, even the traffic in Boise is getting worse. I'm going to go back there from Pocatello, and it's going to be hard for me to have to, like...
Deal with it.
Yeah, actually have other cars on the road.
Yeah. You said you got interested in politics because of Washington a little bit. So how did you end up in ASISU? Did you just know when you came here you wanted to kind of get involved in student government? Or was there somebody in your life who kind of inspired you to run? Or
a little bit. Yeah. I had considered it a little bit, but I wasn't... I didn't have any like solid plans about it.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually contacted by Logan, our student body president, before he ran. Because he was an ambassador with me last year. And so he's like, I'm looking for people to run for Senate, and I think you'd really enjoy it. And... so he kind of pushed me in that direction. And then,
nice.
So
definitely, that's kind of how it's happened for a lot of senators. Is it's usually a ASISU person already in office who kind of does the recruiting.
Try this.
Yeah. And how's the experience been so far?
Oh, it's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to, as the year goes on, produce more legislation. And now that things have kind of settled down, it's, you know, the first quarter of the school year is usually pretty crazy.
Right.
Now that things are settling down, it's going to be fun to write some legislation, get the ball rolling on some things.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're starting to make some changes, get things going.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any particular issues on campus you think you want to, or you feel like you want to address?
I think a big one for me, and I know for a lot of students, is the parking situation.
Right.
It's brought up quite a bit.
Yeah, it seemed like number one student complaint.
Yeah, it's the one thing that could definitely be improved upon. And so, yeah, I need to, I think, probably chat with some of the higher-ups here at ISU about what our options are for that.
Absolutely.
It's definitely a situation that could be improved.
Yeah, and now that we have, you know, President Sitali and these new administration members who are just so putting emphasis on feedback from students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is wonderful.
You know, open-door policies all around, office hours open. So I think we can definitely bring up these concerns in a way that could be more productive than
definitely.
Could have been even a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I know students will be very happy to have you working on that parking situation.
Yeah, it's in the works, for sure.
Yeah, it's in the works. So you've been appointed the chair of the ASISU Finance Committee.
Correct.
Yeah, so how has that been?
It was a unique opportunity. I didn't expect to be appointed to that, honestly. I don't have much of a background in finance.
Curveball.
So it's a good learning experience for me to kind of be able to see how student fees are handled and make sure that they're being... given back to our students in a way that's beneficial to the widest variety of students.
So. Right. As Lowell Richards told me, he always says this, he's our ASISU advisor, our job as senators is to be good stewards.
Exactly.
Good stewards of student feeds. So that's awesome. I'm very excited to see what Finance Committee does this year. And maybe we'll see some changes in the budget to kind of reflect more.
Yeah.
The needs of students today.
And that's what I keep telling students that I run into, and on every tour that I give, I always plug Senate a few times. But
nice.
Just students making sure that they know they have a representative, and if they want to see changes on campus, they, you know, can contact us. And things can change, but we can't make the changes that students want if we don't know what they want. So
absolutely,
And I'm excited for that. Just trying to have a better connection with the constituents and just making sure they're aware of what we can do.
Right, exactly. And it's a two-way street. I mean, we'll try as hard as we can to connect to them and reach out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our information is online. You can find us. We're always willing to meet, to talk,
definitely,
to call, anything you need. We have office hours. All our information is on our ASISU website, isu.edu/ASISU. So check it out, figure out who your senator is.
For sure.
Reach out, we'll be more than happy to hear your concerns and direct you to resources or kind of take your concerns to the higher-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So let's switch gears a little bit from ISU and ASISU to just kind of the general status of the world today.
Okay.
I think this is always interesting to kind of get people's worldviews and their perspectives because coming from Trinidad, I probably have a completely different worldview than we might have had being in Kuna. So how do you feel about maybe the political climate right now?
It is extremely polarizing, which is kind of a bummer because it is pretty divisive in that way.
Right.
You're either on one end or the completely opposite end.
And yeah, just people aren't willing ideological to, extremes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not, people aren't willing to hear the other side and, you know.
Right, right. Why is that harmful? Why do you think that's damaging?
Well, we have to remember that we're all on the same team, you know.
Right.
I think contention and division is not what you're looking for in your government.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. It has its place, you know.
It has its place.
Celebration is beneficial in some situations, but it just produces gridlock and resent for other people, and that's never a good thing.
Never a good thing. And there's no solution.
Yeah.
It never ends.
Nope.
It's just this ongoing cycle of back and forth fighting because nobody's conceding or trying to negotiate
right.
or compromise.
Yeah, compromise is something that we could definitely work on.
And the sad part is it's not even the ones in office that are feeling the negative effects of their partisanship. It's us.
Yeah.
It's the ones on the ground. It's
definitely
the people who don't have adequate health care, the people that, you know, aren't getting the opportunities that they need to get, that are feeling the pressure. So definitely something. I'm glad in ASISU we don't have this kind of bipolar party situation.
It's nice that,
it's like,
you know, we're all working together.
All on one team.
Rather than against each other.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Do you pay attention to kind of the news?
Yeah, yeah. I need to do a better job at keeping track of
me too.
Local government affairs, but on a federal level, I stay pretty
informed.
Pretty informed, yeah.
Nice,
I try
that's good.
And yeah, I think just going back to what you said, I think it's really important to, we all do have a different background. We all come from different situations, and I think it's really important to, you know, be mindful of that, and that we all see the world from a different perspective, and you know, there's a reason that people think and act the way they do, and so we all come from different situations. You have to make sure that you have empathy and try to understand.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think we live in a society today where we're always being forced to look at the otherness and to otherize everything instead of looking at, well, what are the similarities?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because when you really look and when you really stop and think, we're all just one person.
Mm-hmm.
We're really all just the same thing, just different manifestations of the same exact thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what ad campaign it was that ran last year, but they, kind of one of the taglines on it was talking about how when it comes down to it, we are more alike than we are
different.
Different, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, gotta remember that.
Yeah. It's interesting. I heard an argument once and it was saying, even on a biological level, the human species is more unified than any other species on the planet.
Because
when you look at any kind of animal, the variety biologically in color and shape and size varies so much. But for us, even if you take two humans that look nothing alike, quote unquote nothing alike, and put them together, they'll still look closer to each other than pretty much any other animal. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if anything, that probably says something about
where else. Yeah, and we're the most, you know, different personality-wise, you know, we're always trying to find a way to be different from someone else.
Yeah, in terms of ideas.
Yeah,
but I mean, on the ground level, it's pretty much a playing field, even playing field for the most part. What do you think are some of the biggest problems facing the world today?
Oh, the world today?
Yeah.
Kind of just the same thing.
I
think the world needs to work together. There's a lot of, especially in America, this kind of loyalty to country, and you get so caught up in that you don't want to think, you know, people all over the world, like you were saying, we all should be on the same team. And
so
working towards solutions for common problems.
For the benefits of all of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know,
Right. And that just makes it even harder, because if we can't even agree on a national level, how are we ever going to agree on an international level?
Exactly. So I think a lot of the problems that we're facing would be better addressed and solved if we were more willing to, you know, work together.
And listen.
Yeah.
People today, they don't listen.
Mm-mm. No, you get caught up in this little bubble that you exist in. It's really good to be able to see outside of that.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you're just having a conversation and you're always trying to speak over the other person, or every idea that they say triggers some idea in your head and then you have to articulate it right there and then. But sometimes if you just really stop and listen, like, it could do so much good.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, for like your own growth, for the conversation. It makes such a huge difference.
I agree entirely.
Yeah. That's definitely one of my biggest hopes for our generation, that we can kind of learn to communicate and be more open and just be more respectful.
Yeah. Having respect, I think that, you know, is such a basal thing that can help.
Right. It kind of sets the groundwork for everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's something to be said about seeing people as equals, you know, even your own children. Instead of viewing them as this dependent and this thing that's, I don't know, an extension of you, that's not really the case. They're their own entity that have kind of come into the world. And I think if we try to look at each other that way, with that level of respect, like if you think of other people the way you want to be thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think as that relates to ASISU and Senate, just, you know, finding leaders that are willing to lead from the front rather from the back and, you know.
Absolutely.
Like you said, just treating everyone as equals rather than superior, inferior.
Exactly.
Trying to make it into a hierarchy.
That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. If anything, it should be a vertical distribution, a horizontal distribution of power rather than vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I like how that you brought this back to Senate, because this year I really get this sense that even though we have these different committees and we have like subgroups working on different things, we're all working on behalf of the team, the whole.
Right.
So even if finance is working on finance things and diversity is working on diversity things, we trust our fellow senators to act as we would have acted if we were in that seat. So there's this kind of oneness
at the same time. It's good for peace of mind, just being able to know that.
Right. So you told me, you said you keep up with reading the news, which I thought is interesting for a young person, because I find a lot of young people today get too desensitized and they get too disheartened by kind of how bad things seem to be.
Yeah.
So what gives you hope then? What gives you hope about the world and makes you want to keep being engaged and not get too down?
That's tough.
Yeah.
And I think just being able to see, and I think with like the news, that it's easier to sell a story that's negative, and so we get caught up in this just seeing everything negatively. But you have to try to remember that there are good people out there that are working towards good solutions to problems.
Absolutely.
And you just can't forget that that's there. And so I think just being able to see the way a lot of our sciences are moving and people out there trying to make positive impacts on you know, our environment, and then seeing all the good young people that are coming up and are going to be taking the reins.
Yeah, and they're excited about voting and
for sure.
Definitely. There's a whole new wave of change.
Yeah. So it's going to be really cool to kind of see what that does and what happens.
Right. I love that. Do you have any plans to continue maybe your political career in the future, or maybe run for ASISU next year again, or?
I'll definitely be back in ASISU next year.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that.
The students will have me. And then after that, I'm not sure. I'm positive I'll get involved at the local level for sure.
Yes.
We'll see how much that progresses, but I'll definitely be involved in my community in the future.
Nice. So. Fantastic. And I mean, all the best change happens locally.
Mm-hmm. Grassroots.
Grassroots.
Gotta start from the bottom.
Yeah, that's literally the most democratic thing you can ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
So before we close off, do you have any advice for maybe a younger Camden K, or a person out there who might have had some of these similar struggles you might have had? What would you tell yourself?
Get involved as much as you can, wherever you are, whether that's at a university or elsewhere. I think joining clubs and organizations, networking, meeting people, I think that's really beneficial.
Yeah.
It's rewarding. So
definitely be part of the community, be engaged, be invested, care about what's going on.
You have to do it. Yeah, it's easy in today's climate with technology and things to kind of, again, be in your own little bubble.
Right.
It's good to get out there.
Yeah, get out of that shell.
Mm-hmm,
awesome. Exactly. Great. Well, thank you, Camden, for coming on the show
today. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you back on some other time when we can get into some other crazy discussions.
Yeah, we'll probably talk more about some legislation and some issues that are related to what's going on, I'm sure.
So. Hell yeah, sounds like a plan. All right. Okay, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Programming support for ASISU Speaks on KISU is made possible through funding from ISU Credit Union. ISU Credit Union is providing financial solutions to members from their offices in Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, and Burley. Services include mobile and online banking, mortgage loans, auto loans, and more. Modern financial support provided for you in a caring, member-friendly environment. ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.